14. On the Dark Path. Only now, entering the woods on the footpath, did Anne-Marie realize how cold the dawn was. She had watched and helped earlier as the others donned sweaters, jackets, and coats, and she had peered into the night, following them with her eyes as they moved silently off, bulky in their garments, blankets in their arms. But she wore only a light sweater over her cotton dress. Though the October day later would be warmed by sunlight, now it was gray, chilly, and damp. She shivered. The path curved, and she could no longer look behind her and see the clearing with the farmhouse outlined against the pale sky and the lightning meadow beyond. Now there were only the dark woods ahead. Underfoot, the path, latticed with thick roots hidden under the fallen leaves, was invisible. She felt her way with her feet, trying not to stumble. The handle of the straw basket scratched her arm through her sweater. She shifted it and tried to run. She thought of a story she had often told to Kirsty as they cuddled in bed at night. Once upon a time, there was a little girl, she told herself silently, who had a beautiful red cloak. Her mother had made it for her. She wore it so often that everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. Kirsty would always interrupt there. Why was it called a Red Riding Hood? Kirsty would ask. Why didn't they just call her Little Red Cloak? Well, it had a hood that covered her head. She had beautiful curls like you, Kirsty. Maybe someday Mama will make you a coat with a hood to cover your curls and keep you warm. But why, Kirsty would ask, was it a riding hood? Was she riding a horse? Maybe she had a horse that she rode sometimes, but not in this story. Now stop interrupting every minute. Anne-Marie smiled, feeling her way through the dark, remembering how Kirsty always interrupted stories to ask questions. Often, she just wanted to make the story last longer. The story continued. One day, the little girl's mother said, I want you to take a basket of food to your grandmother. She is sick in bed. Come, let me tie your red cloak. The grandmother lived deep in the woods, didn't she? Kirsty would ask. In the dangerous woods where wolves lived? Anne-Marie heard a small noise, a squirrel, perhaps, or a rabbit scampering nearby. She paused, stood still on the path, and smiled again. Kirsty would have been frightened. She would have grabbed Anne-Marie's hand and said, A wolf! But Anne-Marie knew that these woods were not like the woods in the story. There were no wolves or bears or tigers, none of the beasts that populated Kirsty's vivid imagination. She hurried on. Still, they were very dark, these woods. Anne-Marie had never followed this path in the dark before. She had told her mother she would run, and she tried. Here the path turned. She knew the turning well, though it seemed different in the dark. If she turned to the left, it would take her to the road, out where it would be lighter, wider, more traveled, but more dangerous, too. Someone could see her on the road. At this time of the dawn, other fishermen would be on the road, hurrying to their boats for the long day at sea, and there might be soldiers.